Joining us today, we have John Frank, a reporter for the Denver Post, and Peter Marcus with ColoradoPolitics.com. A lot of bills are not progressing very far in each chamber, and Peter, that's because they're pretty controversial and divisive along partisan lines.
Yeah, basically what we saw was the perennial bills, the perennial controversial issues, abortion and guns. Credit to the legislature. They kind of packaged them up into committee hearings. So like with the gun bills, a lot of which would have rolled back efforts by the legislature when it was controlled by Democrats in 2013 to crack down on high-capacity ammunition magazines, universal background checks, things like that. We see every year an attempt to roll that back, and they didn't go anywhere. And then similarly, a lot of the abortion bills, which tried to ban abortion and some interesting stuff around apparently you can reverse an abortion, which was a new one in the legislature this year. They had a discussion on that. Again, didn't go anywhere, but at least they're out of the way. Now there's just, you know, actual other issues out there that they have to advance.
A lot of these bills were actually pretty interesting, and they have their own constituencies. And Peter's right, we do see a lot of them every year. But for instance, we had the National Popular Vote Bill, which had a new momentum after the 2016 election, of course, when Hillary Clinton won the popular vote but lost the White House. We saw other bills that dealt with immigration. We're seeing a lot of things tie into the national political mood right now. The immigration bill in particular would have required police officers in Colorado to be citizens of the U.S. That bill's still making its way through the legislature, but is expected to die in the Democratic House. So we're seeing lots of hot-button issues, lots of Washington politics, and that tone is carrying in here at the State House.
Following along those lines, how do you think that national mood will impact discussions on some of the big-ticket items that are still out there?
So that's it right there, Benta. I mean, how are these national politics going to overshadow the important work that they actually have to get done for the people of Colorado, funding crumbling roads and highways, dealing with education funding, coming up with a solution for construction defect reform and housing development? So far, the Senate Republicans have kind of been the, you know, adults in the room when it comes to the transportation funding issue. In the House, we kind of saw it go sideways. We saw Chrisanta Duran elevate the conversation by connecting transportation funding to education. We saw House Republicans respond with a very strong statement saying that it seems like Democrats have given up. But when you ask Republicans in the Senate about this, they're being a little bit more mature about it. They're being a little bit more cautious and saying, I get it. Everybody's got an opinion on this. We're still working on moving forward. So there's hope there.
And John, even without the national mood, these issues are always difficult to resolve.
It's often the case in the 120-day legislative session, of which, you know, we're a third through, that these issues come to fruition at the very end. But they have to start making progress. And it's gotten so tough, and particularly the negotiations on transportation, that the governor put a kind of arbitrary deadline on there saying, do something by the end of March or else. So the lawmakers are going to have to get together on this issue if they want to deliver on their promise from the start of session to improve the roads in Colorado.
Thanks. That was John Frank with the Denver Post, Peter Marcus with ColoradoPolitics.com. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.